The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Brand new Burt Show phone scam.
Calling up a guy. I don't know why I have this fear whenever I go out in Atlanta. If I park, if I don't pay, you know, some dude 10 or 15 bucks to park in a lot, I'm convinced I'm going to come out and there's going to be a boot on my car. And then I'm convinced there's no such thing as an official boot. Like, I think they're all people who just own boots, and they go to parking lots and go, let's get that one and wait for my $50 cash. So I call this guy up who has the same exact fear. He paid for a parking spot in a lot for the entire month. I still booted him.
Hello, this is Jim Stamps.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Good. My name is Rudy, and I call in just a courtesy phone call. We've talked before. Just want to give you a heads up to hit the ATM before you come out to the parking lot because we got another boot on your car.
I shouldn't have a boot on my car. I paid for the spot. So.
Right. I'm the one that you paid last time you got booted.
Right. Well, I mean, there's been some kind of a mistake because I'm not actually parked illegally this time. I'm paying for a spot in the lot.
Right. It's $75 to take the boot off, and you just got to pay that in cash, or you can do the credit card thing again. But that'll take a few minutes because we'll have to get out of the office.
You're not understanding, though. I mean, like I actually paid for the spot, so I mean, I pay a monthly fee, and I don't have to worry about getting booted. So, I mean, there's been some kind of a mistake. So, obviously, if I'm paying for the spot, you can take the boot off, right?
So it's $75 cash, or if you want to do the credit card thing, you'll have to meet me down at the parking office.
I'm telling you, there's some kind of a mistake. I mean, I just started working here, and, I pay for a lot, and I don't understand why you booted the car in the first place. I don't know if I need to talk to a supervisor or something, but I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to try to guess what happened here.
Okay.
You probably paid, the monthly fee, and then the lot owner hasn't filled out the paperwork and faxed it over to us yet, so we don't know that your car is legally parked there.
So now what do I have to do? Do I have to get the guy to just fax you something or what?
I would talk, next time you see him or whatever, give him a call and have him fax that. But obviously I'm not in the office now, so in the meantime.
Well, I'm not planning on, the only time I'm going out is later on. I'm going to the airport, so, I need to have the boot off my car, obviously. Can I have him fax you something tomorrow?
Sure, but today it's $75, and you can do that cash or credit card, or you can,
Look, Rudy, I understand you're just doing your job, but I mean, I'm not paying $75 for a boot on a car that's legally parked. I mean, that'd be ridiculous.
Okay, I'll be back through here then at the same time tomorrow, and we can work it out then.
No. I'm sorry, but that tomorrow's no good. I just told you I'm leaving today.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you getting dizzy by any chance?
Am I getting what?
Dizzy.
Dizzy?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, we just keep going round and round and round and round and round and round.
Look, if we're going round and round, it's not my problem because I've paid for the spot. And if I've paid for the spot, I don't expect to get a boot.
Right.
I understand what I'm saying. I mean, like, it's freaking ridiculous.
Right. I 100% completely understand.
So, okay, great. You can take the boot off a car, right?
For $75.
You've got to be freaking kidding me. I'm not paying $75 for a boot that's on a legally parked car.
Okay, so then how are you going to drive the car to the airport? Do you see how you're kind of in a pickle there?
You know what? Let me ask you. Do you have a supervisor there? You have somebody who, like, runs the place?
I kind of run the joint.
I should call the police. I mean, this is friggin' ridiculous.
You're going to call the police and tell them what?
Tell them that you've booted a car that's legally parked.
How do they know it's legally parked?
Well, I can talk
okay,
to the
look,
guy
you know what?
This is ridiculous.
We've been doing this. I got a 5-minute limit per call, and we're at 4.5, so I'm going to have to let you go. You going to meet me with the $75 or not?
No. You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to call the cops because this is friggin' ridiculous.
Okay. All right, then. You call the cops and let them know when you talk to them that you just got phone scammed. This is Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. And you've just been phone scammed. You've just been phone scammed by all of your new coworkers at the office who told us how upset you were at the first boot.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's very funny. I'll have to make sure I tell everybody I appreciated the joke.
We will scam you.
You're on The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.